Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Saturday, March 28th. Welcome to the broadcast. Those of you who are doing your own decodes at home, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including qmap.pub, qalerts.app, and if you go to prayingmedic.com/qdrops, I also have Q posts there available. If you have an Android device and you would like to get notifications when Q is posting, you can get QMap app and the QAlerts app in the Play Store. If you have an iPhone, you can get the Get Pushed app and search for the QAlerts updates. My theme for this broadcast is the entire world is watching. Wanted to just say one thing here up front. I have noticed, and a lot of my friends have noticed, people on Twitter who do Q decodes, the interest in Q is increasing massively. We're all getting a lot of messages from people who are new to Q, people who are referring friends, family members to Q. There's just a massive increase in interest in Q. And I think today's posts were designed to introduce people who are new to the movement to some basic principles that Q wants us to understand. So all the messages posted by Q today are ones that we've seen before, if you've been following for a while. And as interest grows, key points of Q's mission are reemphasized for the benefit of new followers. If you are new to Q, I would suggest spending some time in the next couple of days just thinking about the messages that were posted today. There's three messages, and they're somewhat long, but they really clearly outline the primary objectives of Q's mission. If you know someone who's interested in learning about Q, you might have them begin here. Regardless of what you may have heard from the mainstream media or from other people that know a little bit about Q, these are the foundational principles that Q is trying to communicate to the world. Because these posts are long, I've broken them into sections to make them easier to read. And let's go for part one of this Q drop from this afternoon. A person's value, number one, their vote. Number two, monetary value, tax contribution. Number three, you can fill in the blank there. Why is free thought ridiculed, challenged, and threatened when a person is opposed to the mainstream narrative? Q then gets into this one and one in brackets and two in brackets here. And each of these refers back to number one and number two up here. So this two in brackets refers to this two. These two number ones refer to this one, the vote. So here Q is saying that your monetary value, the taxes you contribute to this to the system, remains fixed, degree allowable by economic recession or expansion. Number one remains variable, your vote. So you can vote conservative, you can vote independent, you can vote liberal, that's variable. Number one, vote is dependent upon a controlled system of information and dissemination. What happens then when 90% of the media is controlled and owned by six corporations? What happens when those same corporations are operated and controlled by a political ideology? What happens when the news is no longer free from bias? What happens when the news is no longer reliable and independent? What happens when the news is no longer trustworthy? What happens when the news simply becomes an extension or arm of a political party? Fact becomes fiction. Fiction becomes fact. When does news become propaganda? Identity creation. The creation of identities. Identity politics. All right, so this is the second part of that same post. How does the average person who is under constant financial stress, and this is by design, how do they find time to research and discern fact versus fiction? Right, so most of us work, family commitments, school, second job. How do you find time to do the research yourself? How do you find time to look into current events and find out what's actually happening? the majority of people are prone to believe someone in power sitting behind a big brand news name, right? So the mainstream media outlets are given credibility because they've been around for a long time. A lot of people perceive them to be experts, to be honest, to be fair brokers, and to be unbiased. It's actually not the case. But because people don't have the ability or the time to do their own research, they rely on the mainstream media. So Q continues, do people, and in brackets we have the human psyche, tend to follow the majority of mainstream viewpoint in fear of being isolated and or shunned? Mainstream is used for a reason, the term mainstream. And then in brackets, dominate, trend, opinion. Also in brackets, next phrase. If the majority of people believe X, then X must be validated or true. Right? So we all know that according to human psychology, if you tell someone that 90% of the population believes this to be true, then it sort of gives some validation to that idea. Why do mainstream media heads with different organizations always use the same keywords and or catchphrases? If you watch the mainstream media, listen to their news, you'll notice they use a lot of the same keywords and catchphrases. Why do they do that? Is it coordinated? If so, by who? Do outside entities provide instructions? Do they count on the fact that people, human psyche, in parentheses, or sorry, brackets, are more prone to believe something if heard over and over again by different trusted sources? Do echo chamber tactics provide validation and credibility to the topic or point being discussed? Threat to intellectual freedom? Would control of or control over these institutions and organizations allow for the mass control of populations and their viewpoint regarding a desired topic? Read again, digest. All right, gonna go to part three. Would control of and control over these institutions and organizations allow for the mass control of populations viewpoint regarding a desired topic? Hey, look at that. I got that line in there twice. Logical thinking. Why, after the election 2016, did D's, Democrats, and media corporations jumpstart a coordinated and planned divisive blitz intended to create falsehoods regarding the illegitimacy of election, of Trump, character assassination of POTUS through sexism, racism, xenophobia, and every other ism? Pre and post 2016 election. Why were violent, masked terror organizations like Antifa immediately created and funded? I remember right after the 2016 election, there were these violent groups in Washington, D.C. and around the country, like Antifa, who were rioting and they were threatening, beating up people, causing fires, trying to create fear and hatred of Donald Trump. And it was coordinated. Why? Why were these organizations tasked with the immediate intimidation and shutdown of any pro-Trump rallies and events? Why were marches immediately organized to counter and silence pro-Trump rallies and/or events? Why were marches immediately organized, which divided people into sex, gender, race, and other isms? When you control the levers of news dissemination, you control the narrative. When you control the narrative, that equals power. When you are blind, what do you see? When you're blind, you see nothing but what people tell you. Continuing part four. They want you divided. Divided by religion, divided by sex, divided by political affiliation, divided by class. When you are divided and angry and controlled, you target people that are different from you, have a different viewpoint, not those who are responsible, the people actually in control. Divided, you are weak. Divided, you pose no threat to their control. When non-dogmatic information becomes free and transparent, it becomes a threat to those who attempt to control the narrative and or control the stable. And in brackets here we have livestock who are kept, sheep. In another post, Q said that the media and politicians openly call us sheep. When you are awake, you stand on the outside of the stable, outside the groupthink collective, and you have free thought. Free thought is a philosophical viewpoint which holds that positions regarding truth should be formed on the basis of logic, reason, and empiricism, rather than authority, tradition, revelation, or dogma. And this represents a clear and present danger to the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America. Not free thought, but the control of thought. All right, moving along. This is a post from August of 2018. Q is primarily trying to get us all to think for ourselves, research for ourselves, to trust ourselves. Clickbait and opinions are designed to attract reader to subscribe and or follow and or shape a pre-designed narrative. Follow the facts. Sheep no more. If you happen to follow me on Twitter, you might notice that there are certain websites that I never repost their articles. And that is because some of those websites are clickbait. All they're doing is try to get readers and subscribers, and they're trying to get people to click on ads, and they provide a highly partisan, highly biased view of information. And I don't really appreciate that, so that's why I don't share those news outlets. All right, continuing. Decide for yourself. Be free from outside opinion. Decide for yourself. Be objective in your conclusions. Decide for yourself. Be true in your own beliefs. Decide for yourself. Be open to following the facts. Decide for yourself. Be strong in defending your beliefs. Decide for yourself. Be resistant to blindly accepting factless statements. Those who attack you, those who mock you, those who call you, those who control you, those who label you, do they represent you? Or do they represent themselves in some form? Mental enslavement. The Great Awakening, freedom of thought, was designed and created not only as a back channel to the public, away from the long-standing mind control of the corrupt and heavily biased media, to endure future events through transparency and regeneration of individual thought, breaking the chains of groupthink, but, more importantly, it was designed to aid in the construction of a vehicle, a ship, this is a metaphor, that provides the scattered free thinkers with a starter, new social networking platform, which allows for freedom of thought, freedom of expression, and patriotism or national pride, the feeling of love, devotion, and sense of attachment to a homeland and alliance with other citizens who share the same sentiment. All right, part two of this post. When non-dogmatic information becomes free and transparent, it becomes a threat to those who attempt to control the narrative and or the stable. When you are awake, you stand on the outside of the stable, groupthink collective, and you have free thought. Free thought is a philosophical viewpoint which holds that positions regarding truth should be formed on the basis of logic, reason, and empiricism, rather than authority, tradition, revelation, or dogma. When you are awake, you are able to see clearly. The choice is yours and yours alone. Trust and put your faith in yourself. You are not alone and you are not in the minority. Difficult truths will soon see the light of day. We're going to go one, we go all, Q. And part one of the next post. The entire world is watching. The entire world is indeed watching. There are a lot of people in the mainstream media, in the deep state, people on social media, people from all walks of life, and people in every country in the world where the internet is available. The entire world is watching what Q is doing. Patriots from around the world are praying for America. And they're also praying for all other countries, by the way. We're all bound by a feeling deep inside, a feeling that cannot be publicly expressed for fear of ridicule. A feeling that challenges the mainstream narrative against that which we are told to accept and dare not question. Put simply, that people are being abused by those in power and time is running out. Remember the battles of Lexington and Concord. Give me liberty or give me death. For far too long we have been silent and allowed our bands of strength that we once formed to defend freedom and liberty to deteriorate. We became divided. We became weak. We elected traitors to govern us. We allowed evil to prey upon us. Those who claimed to represent us gave us false hope, made false promises. The evil and corruption only grew. This is more than party politics. This is about restoring old glory. This is about saving our land and our republic from those who wish to harm us. This is about preserving our republic. This is about preserving our safety. This is about restoring our strength. This is about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is about protecting our children. This is about saving America. We are all God's children. We are fathers. We are mothers. We are daughters. We are sons. We are brothers and we are sisters. We do not look at race. We do not look at skin color. We are united in these states of America. We are and always will be patriots. We must rise again. We must unite again. We must fight again for God and country. God bless America. Where we go one, we go all. Q. And the last post from Q today is American flag. Sometimes the file names have hidden messages. This one is just a kind of a random set of numbers. I don't think there's any message there. We are united. The world is changing. Can you feel it? Q. All right. Wanted to throw this out. Dan Scavino, who is the president's man who manages his social media accounts, posted some photo shots of President Trump as he was doing a public announcement at the USS Comfort, which embarked for New York City, a big ship that has, basically it's a mobile hospital with intensive care units and operating suites on board. Scavino posted these pictures, and there's a whole lot of flags in these pictures. Quite a stirring tribute today. And of course, interesting that Q posted a flag too. All right, that gets us caught up to Q for today. Please keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep me and Denise in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.